On August 19th, at Los Angeles International Airport, a Boeing 747 came within 2 seconds of landing on top of a departing Boeing 737. Yesterday, the National Transportation Safety Board released a recording in which an air traffic controller is heard talking to the pilots of both aircraft, Asiana Airlines Flight 204 and Southwest Flight 440.
Southwest 440, cancel takeoff clearance, hold in position.
Holding in position, Southwest 440.
Asiana 204, flighting 250, climb maintain 2000.
Heading 250, climb maintain 2000, Asiana 204, going on now.
That was close.
Putting aside the aviation mumbo-jumbo, three words stand out. That was close. In fact, it was very close. The Asiana 747 was 185 feet above the Southwest 737 when it took evasive action and aborted its landing. Joining us now to talk about this close call is New York Times reporter Matt Wald. Matt, thanks for being here once again.
Thanks, Robert.
What happened at LAX on August 19th?
It was basic human error. There had just been a shift change. The controller was told that the Asiana 747 was inbound, and it must have slipped his mind, and he cleared the Southwest airplane to take off at the same time. We got lucky here. It was daylight. The Asiana pilot could see what was happening, but there's no good fallback system to catch these errors.
We should say that a disaster was averted here, thanks to the Asiana 747 pilot. He saw that plane on the runway, the 737, rolling toward the runway, and he made the right decision.
I understand that he couldn't distinguish the airplane until he saw it move. At night or in bad weather, he wouldn't have seen it.
Why didn't the air traffic controller see it before that?
The air traffic controller was just sitting down and getting caught up and made an error and has a lot of other things to do. There is a computer system that looks for this kind of thing, and the computer system eventually spotted it and announced it, but the computer system doesn't go to the cockpits. It only goes to the tower. One of the things that the National Transportation Safety Board said yesterday is this system isn't good enough. There isn't time for the controller to listen to this, figure it out, and then radio the proper plane to change course. And in fact, there wasn't time in this event at Los Angeles International.
Does this sort of thing happen more frequently than we'd like to think, or is this a great rarity that we're hearing about?
It happens very often, but usually with private airplanes. It doesn't happen with big jets very often, but of course the stakes are much higher. There was a fatal accident on that very runway a few years ago, and the causes are varied, but it's almost always somebody's error. And it is potentially the most dangerous part of a flight, getting to the runway and in the air, or getting out of the air under the runway without bumping into anybody else on the way.
There was, I believe you're referring to it, a 1991 accident at LAX.
Correct.
That killed 34 people. And in that case, a U.S. Air 737 landed on top of a commuter plane. And I gather that was on runway 24 left at LAX.
That's this runway, yeah.
What's the problem with runway 24 left?
Nothing in particular. There's a system problem here. The system is not forgiving of errors, and some level of error is inevitable.
The NTSB has identified runway safety as a priority for FAA controllers and all pilots. Has this actually improved runway safety at all?
The FAA has been on, can I use the word, a jihad to try to improve runway safety, but the NTSB is saying the FAA hasn't done quite enough.
Matt Wald, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thanks, Robert.
Reporter Matt Wald of the New York Times talking with us about a close call this past August on a runway at Los Angeles International Airport. You can see the NTSB's computerized animation of that incident at our website, npr.org.